The US Federal Bureau of Prisons has confirmed that Jeffrey Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell at around 6:30 a.m. local time on Saturday. Epstein's death follows an apparent previous suicide attempt several weeks ago, when he was found unconscious with marks on his neck. The US Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he was appalled to hear of his death, and says both the FBI and Inspector General will investigate. Last month, Epstein was denied bail after prosecutors argued he was a flight risk. Sigrid McCauley, an attorney for Epstein's alleged victims, spoke to the press after bail was denied.
Only by taking away the freedom of Jeffrey Epstein can we restore the freedom of these victims. They have been living in fear and intimidation since the day they were abused by him.
Jeffrey Epstein was arrested on July 6th. Accused of sex trafficking girls, some as young as 14. He'd pleaded not guilty to the charges, but prosecutors say he recruited girls to perform sex acts. Last week, a cache of previously sealed legal documents were released, detailing his alleged recruitment of young girls. McCauley says it's no coincidence Epstein's suicide followed the release of over 2,000 documents relating to a settled lawsuit involving one of his accusers. Last month, Brad Edwards, an attorney representing Courtney Wilde and other alleged victims, detailed Epstein's activity.
Once lured into his home, Jeffrey Epstein used a massage table to convert what was otherwise a seemingly legitimate situation into a sexual assault, mind manipulation, and molestation. That happened repeatedly and on an everyday basis.
A millionaire financier, Epstein frequently rubbed shoulders with the rich and famous, including Bill Clinton, Stephen Hawking, and Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. In 2002, Donald Trump described Jeffrey Epstein in an interview as a terrific guy that liked beautiful women as much as he did. Speaking to the media last month, President Trump distanced himself from Epstein.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein. And you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste.
Lawyers and accusers have expressed frustration after hearing of Epstein's death. In a statement, one of the accusers, Jennifer Arose, says he will now never face the consequences of the crimes he committed and the pain and trauma he caused so many people. William Denslow, New York.